Has there ever been a place where you just wanted to be at, no matter what the cost or what it might require of you to get there? You know, there are different dreams that we all have and things that we want to achieve. Some people just want to try something out for the first time. A popular pastime is to attend a concert. Or maybe go to a special ball game, or maybe it's just to go somewhere simple with family. But tickets can often be expensive, and perhaps they're so popular that tickets sell very, very quickly. It doesn't matter to you, perhaps, where you sit in the top of the nosebleed section, the farthest away, just as long as you get there. But imagine that you can get, perhaps, the best seats. Maybe you can get access to season tickets somewhere conveniently located and it won't cost you very much at all. Imagine a place where tickets can last forever and that they will never run out. If you would look with me to the Gospel of John in chapter 14. Jesus describes a place where one can always be. A place where there's no worry of any shortage. In John chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, Jesus said this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" But Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." Imagine that Jesus has gone to prepare a place, a home in heaven that we're told will never fade away, a place where Jesus himself is going to be, and he says that if he is there, we can also be. Imagine that. Imagine how wonderful that place will be as long as he is there. But did you know Jesus said that there's only one way? When he said, "I am the way," he says he is the one and only way. There is no other. And remember, the Hebrew writer tells us in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 and in verse 6, that without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If I want to go to God, I've got to go through Christ. I've got to have faith in him. I've got to believe in him, and I've got to do what he says. If I'm going to enter into heaven, I've got to keep the commands of God. And you know, keeping those commands is not just a one-time thing. It's required on us daily to listen to him and to follow where he leads. Notice the words of Peter in the book of 2 Peter in chapter 1. Notice what Peter said beginning in verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 10. Peter says, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Do you hear the condition that if we are diligent to make our call and election sure, he says an entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom. Imagine that. A way to guarantee that we will always be with the Lord. So how do we make our call and election sure? Well, we've got to understand, first of all, how we are called. Paul told the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14 that they have been called by the power of the gospel. That's why God loves you and He loves me. That's why He sent Jesus to live a sinless life, die upon the cross, to sacrifice His sinless body, to shed His sinless blood for our sins, that He was buried, and that He was risen again the third day according to the Scriptures. And when we are obedient to the gospel, dying to sin, being buried with Him in baptism, and raised again to walk in a newness of life, we find that the Lord adds us to His church. We thus become the elect of God. There are many passages throughout the New Testament that refer to Christians as God's elect. Those that have chosen to obey the gospel, He chooses to add to His church. And thus we must be diligent of how we carry ourselves, faithful unto Him and sharing the good news with others. Remember what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 15? He said, be diligent to present yourself approved unto God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Be diligent of how you present yourselves unto God, and how you study His word, and how you live the faithful Christian life. John said in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 that if we live the faithful life, even until the point of death, we will receive the crown of life. We will enter abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, we are guaranteed an abundant entrance, provided we do what God commands us to do. Don't you want to enter into heaven, a wonderful place with wonderful people? A time that will last forever, because really there will be no time. We'll have God, we'll have Christ, we'll have those that are faithful, and we shall always be with the Lord. Tonight, the invitation is extended unto you. Don't you want to go there? Are you willing to do what the Lord commands you to do? Tonight, you can do just that, as together we stand and sing.